enough of it that she wanted to talk to Jerry about it. And so, and he was unhappy enough about it that he didn't mind having the conversation also. And so they began to speak, and then they looked at each other. They were sitting at their big table, and they looked at each other, and they both began to laugh. And they said, "Thank God everyone with us is not as negative as we are." And as they laughed about it, then it felt better. And so Esther said, "What was that new process that Abraham offered to us the other day? Can you remember what it was?" And Jerry got out his notes, and he said, the process is look at some person or some situation and say, "What is it that I'm thinking about you that has me separated from my inner being?" And so Esther wrote, "Lunch and staff and service. What is it about you that has me separated from my inner being?" And she wrote, "Food wasn't good, service wasn't good." And then she laughed again because it seemed ridiculous under these circumstances to be complaining about anything. But then she said to Jerry, "Now I can see that it is my responsibility to do something about this." In other words, it's my responsibility to do something about this, because there's a tendency to think it's somebody else's responsibility. They should improve their service. They should improve their food. They should do something so that I will feel better, which is the trap of all traps that humans keep finding themselves in. And so as Esther sat there, she wrote, "These people are giving their lives to this situation for us. Most of them will be home very little while they're out here taking really good care of strangers." And that was as much as she needed to write, and she turned right downstream. And then all of a sudden, she kept, because where her vibration usually is way over here. She was just temporarily distracted by the lack of avocado on her Cobb salad. And so as she began her rampage and turned downstream, all of a sudden, all of these much more normal feelings of well-being gushed out of her. And once it was finished, the whole process took Esther about 15 minutes from the beginning to the recovery of it. And after it was finished, we say to Esther, "Now you are in a better place than you were before you had an unsatisfactory lunch." In other words, it gave her an opportunity to find her balance in the real world. And that's really what deliberate creating is about. It's about being, because if you aren't able to find your balance, now certainly this is a very minuscule experience in the scope of human experiences, but life is really not about much more than that, is it? Your day-to-day, moment-to-moment encounters for which you have knee-jerk responses. And if you are, as you implied as you sat down, and we don't feel it from you much, but we appreciate your fine-tuning, if you're having a lot of knee-jerk responses to things and you're not taking the time to get yourself deliberately pointed downstream, then life begins to take on that sort of an attitude, so you have more and more and more to complain about. Where if you're sensitive, as you're asking, and you really care about the way you feel, and you're willing to catch it in the early stages and do something about it, then you don't get very far into what you don't want before you are able to use the data of that to really move you more in the direction of what you do want.
So it's really a question of paying attention to what's going on.
To how you feel. And we don't want you to worry about paying attention. Right. What we want you to leave this platform knowing is that if it's not big enough that you're noticing, it doesn't matter that much.
Right.
And if you're noticing it, you know what to do about it.
Right.
It is.
I have some allied questions that involve knowing the meaning of certain things that I feel and experience. One of them, well, happened yesterday when I was coming down from the gym. A few of us earlier had been bemoaning the lack of children on this cruise, and I'm walking down the stairs, and I see three kids. And I get really excited. I say, "Wow, three little ones." And I almost didn't notice that the woman walking with them was someone who was somewhat familiar. I was so focused on the kids. Then I realized it was Esther. And then right behind her was Jerry. And I go, "Oh, and you belong to them." And the little girl...
You can have them.
Yeah.
they would like to come to your cabin to play with you.
And, I was having so much fun with them. And I was thinking, wow. I said, "So you belong to them?" And the little girl said, "No, we..."